Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We are here now with the Court of Criminal Appeals. This is the judicial panel. We have four of the nine Court of Criminal Appeal judges here. Instead of me introducing them, I'm going to have them go in order of seniority and just kind of give a brief bio about themselves and hopefully conclude their bio with something that's not on their bio, something interesting about themselves. So let's start it off with Judge Hervey.
Interesting about myself. I don't know about that. But anyway, I'm Barbara Hervey. I'm in my 24th year at the court. Before that, I was an assistant DA in Bexar County in the appellate section for 16 years. And I did some private practice stuff 5 years before I went into the DA's office. Right now, we oversee a grant for education. I've handled that for about 22 years. I'm very interested right now in upping the amount of training we have in the areas of forensics and mental health. I'm presently co-chair of the Judicial Commission on Mental Health. And I have a daughter who's a prosecutor in Harris County. It's interesting. My husband, that's not interesting, but my husband passed away recently, but he was a defense attorney. My son-in-law is a defense attorney, so we had some interesting conversations, and I think the most interesting thing about me is probably that, I don't know, I like to cook Italian food. Maybe that's because I'm originally from New Jersey. Anyhow, that's it.
Thanks, Judge. Judge Richardson?
My name is Burt Richardson. I am my second term on the Court of Criminal Appeals. I'm a former state and federal prosecutor. I was a district court judge in Bexar County. I had the pleasure of being swept out of office in 2008 with every Republican in Bexar County. So for the next few years, I worked in about 50 counties across the state. Fascinating experience, one of the actually more interesting experiences of my career. I'm a military brat. I've lived all over the world growing up. I'm fluent in Spanish. I'm an avid photographer, and if my face is beet red right now, today and tomorrow is a state track meet. And when I was asked to speak, I said it can't interfere with the 3200 finals going on about a mile from here. So I got up this morning about 6 o'clock, walked over to the track, timed it. It was like 10 minutes to get there, 10 minutes, 11 minutes to get back. I thought, okay, I can do this. First race started at 9. The last race was over at 9:55. And that's why I'm really out of breath, kind of red. Some people ask me, well, how'd you get interested in law? And I think one of the more interesting things about not really my background, but my family's background that attracted my interest in law was that my sister was in the first graduating class of the nursing school at UTSA back in the late 70s, and she worked with a serial killer. And so when I interviewed at the DA's office for an internship, I saw boxes and boxes of those files, and I kind of captured my interest from there on. So I've been a criminal law my entire career.
Thank you. Judge Keel?
Mary Lou Keel. I've been on the court since 2017. I was a Harris County District Court judge for 22 years before that. I served 8 years in the district attorney's office there, and I was a briefing attorney at the First Court of Appeals. I'm originally from Austin, and I moved back to Austin when I was fortunate enough to be elected to the court, and I'm very happy to be back with my family. That was a fringe benefit and part motivator of me running for the court, and I've enjoyed my time on the court and here in Austin, of course. And I guess something people don't know about me, unless... Well, Michelle knows, but I'm a pickleball player, and I love that, so.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Michelle Slaughter, and I'm actually the youngest judge on the court, but not the most junior on seniority-wise. I joined the court. I was elected in 2018, joined the court January 2019. It's been an honor and a pleasure to serve on the court. And before that, I was a district judge. I was the presiding judge of the 405th District Court of Galveston County, where I presided over civil and felony criminal cases. And actually, my background before that was in big law and civil litigation. And when I joined the court, the 405th District Court, I spent the vast majority of my time on the felony docket because the civil cases would resolve themselves. And I just absolutely loved it. And I'd also done some appellate work. I loved appellate work, so I'm kind of a law nerd that way.